Next week marks the 75th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz. The concentration camp is where more than a million people, mostly Jews, were murdered during World War II. A Holocaust survivor from upstate New York is going back to Auschwitz for the first time since he was imprisoned there. North Country Public Radio's Emily Russell has the story.
When I pull up outside Vladimir Monk's apartment in Plattsburgh, he waves at me through his living room window.
Nice to meet you, too. Wow, it's a strong handshake.
Monk is a small guy. He's got a gray goatee, and when he smiles, you can see it in his eyes. We sit down at his kitchen table, and he starts his story from the beginning.
I was born in 1925, so I am now 94 years old. In 1 month, I'll be 95 years old.
Monk grew up in Pardubice. It's a small city east of Prague. He was a teenager when the Nazis invaded Czechoslovakia. A few years into that occupation, Monk's family was forced onto a train and sent to a concentration camp called Terezin.
Terezin was originally a military city, so it was just naturally closed. Once you are in, you couldn't get out.
When you went there, what did you think was happening?
For me, it was an adventure.
Remember, for most of his teenage years, Monk lived under strict Nazi occupation. At the time, most Jews and much of the world didn't know what was coming, that the Nazis were building gas chambers that would eventually kill thousands of people at a time. After 2 years at Terezin, Monk and his father were put on another train. He says they didn't know where they were going until they got there.
And I saw through the window Auschwitz-Birkenau.
He got off the train and got in line. Nazi soldiers told Monk to go one way and his father the other. Later on, Monk asked his neighbor at Auschwitz about that moment.
What happened to him, do you know? You see the smoke over there? He went up the chimney. You never died in Auschwitz. You went up the chimney.
His mother, Monk later learned, met the same fate. Just a few months later, the Soviets liberated Auschwitz. It was January 27th, 1945. Monk says he tries not to think too much about that time.
They are people, their life practically ended with concentration camp. They are survivors, but they never got over it. Yeah, I am a survivor, but I try to live normal life.
Monk went back to school. He got a PhD, and he got married to a woman he met in the Terezin camp. They didn't talk to their kids about the Holocaust until they were older. He says he didn't want the experience to define their family. Monk is retired now. His wife died a few years ago. He says what convinced him to go back to Auschwitz for the first time in 75 years is what he lost there.
You are thinking of all your relatives from time to time. I try not to think, but you think about it.
The Holocaust is a painful part of his family legacy. He didn't have any siblings, but Monk did have a lot of aunts and uncles and cousins.
They all perished in the concentration camp. So for me, it's like going to the family cemetery.
Still, when he really pictures himself there for the anniversary ceremony at Auschwitz on Monday, Monk closes his eyes and shudders at the thought. For NPR News, I'm Emily Russell in Plattsburgh, New York.